York.
Just time for a quick follow-up. Last week, when we chatted to the owner of the Foresters Arms in Newlands, the question came up of which is the oldest pub in Cape Town, or indeed in South Africa. Now, Forrey's can trace its history back to 1852, but during the interview and in the days that followed, we heard from a number of you saying, hang on a second, my favourite watering hole is older than that. They've got a better claim to the title of the oldest pub in South Africa. I mentioned last week that I thought that that moniker belonged to the Pig and Whistle in Bathurst, and it would appear that I may be right on that score, because they can trace their roots back to 1832, which is the furthest back we've got in terms of a standalone pub that has been in continuous operation since then. We have, however, heard some quite interesting feedback from a number of you about other locations here in Cape Town, which also have a very interesting and lengthy history. So let me start with a couple of the voice notes that came through, and then we're going to speak to two of the owners who are certainly in contention for the list of the top five.
Hi, Pippa. Yeah, Charles here from Panorama. According to the Getaway website, the top six oldest pubs in South Africa, you're right, Bathurst is number one. And then by the looks of it, it's between Forrey's and the Fireman's Arms. Those are, and then obviously the one in Buitenkant Street, to Perseverance. They're all up there with contenders of being the oldest pubs. But Bathurst is definitely the oldest one. Cheers, Charles, Panorama.
I Cape Talk regarding the oldest pub. As far as I know, it's Perseverance in town. The Hohoek Hotel is the oldest hotel, running hotel in South Africa, but it's not the oldest pub as far as I know. It's Buckley from Belleville.
Hi, Pippa. Good afternoon. I think the oldest pub in Cape Town is the Perseverance Tavern, 83 Buitenkant Street, Cape Town. I'm sure it's that, Pippa. I could be wrong, but you can double check that. Thanks, Pippa. Great show. Cheers. John Kelsriver. Bye.
Well, thank you, all of you. It was amazing how many absolutely emphatic messages I got saying it's definitely mine. Alexander was utterly convinced that the Crown Pub and Grill in Paarl is the oldest pub in the country. They're not even in the ballpark, Alexander. 1896, they're old, but they're just a toddler in terms of today's conversation. We thought it might be interesting to hear from a couple of those other local institutions which were mentioned by many of you, starting with the Fireman's Arms. On the line with me is Kevin Phelan, who is the current owner of that institution. Kevin, what's the magic date? When did the Fireman's Arms open its doors for the first time? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa. My knowledge, 1854.
Okay, and it used to have a different name, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it used to be called the Somerset Arms, and then it became the Fireman's Arms from the stokers from the steamships in the harbour in about 1835. So it was named the Fireman's Arms after the stokers from the steamships in 1835.
In 1835, did you say?
35, it became the Fireman's Arms, but it's been running as the pub called the Somerset Arms since 1854.
Okay, so not quite the oldest, but certainly up there among the oldest. Kevin, I'm aware of the fact that late last year you guys had a fire which affected some of the pub, and a lot of people were concerned about the loss of potential sort of historic parts, but it was actually limited to your beer garden, am I correct?
Yes, that's correct. It's only the beer garden that got affected. We were only closed for one day, and the actual pub and the historical building and all our memorabilia is all intact. And so the pub itself is standing as was.
Okay, Kevin, thanks for chatting to us today. Just remind our listeners, all for the sake of those who've never paid the Fireman's Arms a visit, what's your main sort of calling card today? Why should they come and check you out?
Our main thing is we're a very sports action bar, and we sell, we're the biggest English pub in Cape Town with 36 different draft beers, and our food is very much pub orientated. To pub things, and we're now open on Sundays all day and serving roasts on the Sunday like most English pubs do. So we're open all day on the Sunday, and it's sports bar and 36 different draft beers, as lots of English pubs have.
Kevin Phelan, thanks so much. Owner of the Fireman's Arms, also, I should add, famous for quiz nights on Thursday evenings. Okay, I think we have found potentially the oldest bar, certainly in Cape Town, in the one that was mentioned by several of you in those voice notes, the Perseverance Tavern. But let me just check our facts. James Charton is on the line. He is the owner of the Perseverance. And our listener, John, emailed me straight away saying, hang on a second, you're missing the clear contender here. The Perseverance Tavern in Bettencourt Street, the front facade has got the date 1836 emblazoned on it, but he thinks that that's just the date of the building, not the actual business. James, great to have you on the show. How old is Perseverance? When did it open its doors?
Hi, Pepper. What confuses a lot of these dates that are being thrown around is the date of the opening of the pub and the date of the liquor license.
Yes.
So the 1836 above our door is actually the date that we received our liquor license, but we'd been trading since 1808.
Since 1808. Okay, so you were a good 20 or 30 years ahead of anybody else whose story we've listened to in the past couple of days. James, I mean, has anybody vetted this for you? Have you ever had an historian look at you and say emphatically, you are definitely the oldest pub in Cape Town?
Yeah, a couple of years ago, a guy by the name of Jan Loebscher, who works for a website that does a lot of work on restaurants and pubs, decided to look into it. And he found a guy by the name of Johannes Besse had come out here in the late 1700s. And then on retirement from the Dutch East India Company, he had bought that building opposite Percy's called Rustenvecht. Mm-hmm. And subsequent to that, bought the land that Percy's is now built, and built it in 1808 with his wife.
Okay, so 1808, the first pint served. James, I mean, what does it look like today for those who've never been to visit you? Are there traces of that long history on display in the pub?
If you look, there's an old picture of the original pub, which you will, that the sort of street view looks exactly the same as it does today. The inside is, we used to have one of the oldest vines, but that got taken out by the students in their heyday.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not ideal. But yeah, I mean, you can smell the history, and it definitely feels like an old spot to go visit.
And final question then, for those who've never been before, James, do you like the Fireman's Arms? Are you all about the live sport action and the craft beer or draft beer? What's your offering all about?
Yeah, we do have. We're very well known for sports watching, but I like going there because it's a nice, quiet place in the city to get out of the hustle and bustle and feel like you're getting away from the stresses of life.
All the way since 1808. James Charton, thanks for chatting to me. Owner of the Perseverance Tavern in Bettencourt Street. So that is certainly the earliest we've got, an 1808 opening date. If anybody can better that with another institution we've missed, please drop me an email to pippah@capetalk.co.za.